Yo, what up, street dogs? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim blog. So another very practical thought. This is why I find this whole corona thing so fascinating to me, because it really gives us a chance to reflect on society, life, capitalism, consumerism, and so forth. So for example, a lot of us, obviously, we like buying stuff, we like capitalism, consumerism, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I mean, we all want to seek our own advantage, and we think that we could seek our own advantage by buying stuff. Like, a lot of objects as, like, totems of power, or actually they're quite literally, actually are useful and empowering. So for example, I'm recording this on a Lumix G9, Leica Lumix 12mm lens, Rode video mic. So this tool is actually a very practical thing for my creative output, and it's actually very, very useful to me. So first and foremost, it does seem that in terms of like a capitalism, consumerism thing, it is very nice and useful to develop and buy digital technology tools, which augments the ability for us humans to make stuff. So I personally love, like, you know, I love my MacBook laptop. I love my iPad. I love my Ricoh GR3. And things I love is, which allows me to share my creative ideas, share my creative thoughts, and actually to, you know, to create and make. So I think moving forward, I think society after this is going to be fundamentally changed, in the sense that we're going to start questioning everything in terms of just like, okay, what's the point of buying clothes or fashion if you can't even leave your house or go to the club or whatever? And, you know, so I think generally society is going to be more, even more so, like, housebound, so people not being able to leave their houses or whatever. So I think what people are going to want, you know, is kind of like this dystopia, you know, kind of Black Mirror vibes, where people are stuck at home all day and stuff like that. And so people are going to want entertainment. They're going to want to feel like having the ability to, you know, express or to put out their creative energy and forces. So I think actually, you know, we're going to see a huge new renaissance of like digital art, right? Whether it be illustrations, photos, videos, vlogs, whatever. I think right now is actually the best time to build a, you remember this? Website, right? It's a site for your thoughts. It's like a metaphorical, metaphysical space where you could put your ideas, thoughts, or you just create whatever you want. I mean, for blogging, just wordpress.org is what I love and I prefer. And, you know, things are also going to be important is, like, stuff that has to do with, like, fitness, right? Like, even though we're stuck at home all day, we might not interact with other humans. Like, you look at reflections, you look at the mirror yourself all day. And I know for myself personally, when I look in the mirror, I want to like what I look at. So even when stuck at home, I have like 260-pound dumbbells. I'm doing like, you know, kind of home workouts with that. I'm doing squats. I'm doing dumbbell press lying on the back, like kind of like a bench press on the ground, doing a bunch of push-ups. I'm doing a bunch of like barre, HIIT, and yoga classes with Cindy on YouTube. And so I think it's going to be a good chance for you to, you know, start doing fitness stuff, and essentially kind of like think of like our society almost like if we're all kind of stuck on a spaceship is probably the best way I think about it. So this is where I actually do find thinking about like dystopia films, and also it's going to be a brave new world for economics, for capitalism, consumerism. I think we're going to see the creation of more like digital goods and digital services, obviously more like video conferencing stuff, more live streaming. Actually, one of the things I find super funny is, one thing I was curious, like during this whole crazy thing, I was like, what is everyone doing? Just like stuck at home all day. And, you know, so I went to Alexa, the website, ranking thing in the top 20 websites that are used right now. So a bunch of websites from China and, you know, America and stuff like that. And I found this website called like livejasmine.com. Like, what's that? And then I it's like one of those like, you know, sexy live streaming, you know, sex talk thing. So I think it's just like people just kind of lonely. So it seems like, you know, live stream is going to be huge. You know, more people are going to consume YouTube, Netflix, blah, 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 blah. And instead of using this chance for to be passive and to consume, I would say right now is the premier time to actually produce. To produce blog posts, to generate new ideas, to upload your own YouTube videos, vlogs, and stuff like that, to do a selfie project, to write out your life story and stuff like that. So I think right now could finally be the chance for you to write your own book or your life story, your autobiography, whatever it may be. And I think this could be very, very useful because now that our backs are up against the wall, we really have no excuses. And it just kind of makes you realize, you know, we're all working, we're all grinding to make money. But now that we can't even use our money for the most part, like you can't even, like, what are you gonna use? You can't go to the restaurant, can't go to the club, can't go to the casino, you know, can't go to a coffee shop, can't go to the mall, you know, I don't think anyone's spending money on fashion right now or luxury goods. Can't buy a car. I mean, you could buy a car, but like, it's like, what do you even need a car for? I mean, ultimately, we only really, what do we really, really need? We need groceries. Actually, right now, it's like one thing I've been personally loving, because, you know, I'm currently here in Providence, Rhode Island. We're not on, like, you know, we can still leave our house, whatever. So I've just been like enjoying going to nature. There's a nice park next door. So I just walk around the park, look at green stuff, walk a lot, think a lot. And so actually, I'm personally loving it. It's just like super quiet and zen for me. So it's kind of given me a lot of time to think, a lot of time to be with my thoughts. And this is actually the funny thing, is I think a lot of people don't actually like to be with their thoughts. For a lot of people, it's kind of like existential dread to have to think too much. But for me, my greatest joy in life is to think. And so this is actually a good chance for me. And I'm lucky that I'm, you know, stuck in this apartment building. I got fast Wi-Fi. There's a lobby here, so I could kind of at least walk around a little bit, think and meditate. So with this brave new world of digital entrepreneurship, brave new world digital creativity, this brave new world of digital capitalism and consumerism, it seems like the best way to thrive is harness digital technologies, videos, pictures, blogs, vlogs, audio, podcasts, do everything. Share as much as you can. Email, newsletter, MailChimp, whatever it may be. And use this chance to question everything. And it seems like ultimately, at the end of the day, the best use of money, pay for rent, you know, make coffee at home, and then use money to buy nice meat, or, you know, buy some heavy dumbbells, kettlebells, get a chin-up bar, use this chance to get super duper swole at home, right, guys and girls, augment your muscles, get stronger, and just know that you could finally use this chance to produce digital artworks, digital thoughts, digital books, and just share it because you love it.